So let's chant the verse. 我们要开始念那个开经偈哦, Chinese verse and English.
无上甚深微妙法，百千万劫难遭遇。我今见闻得受持，愿解如来真实义。
Beyond the surpassed, profound, and sublime Dharma, it's difficult to encounter even in a billion aeons. Today, we see, hear, receive, and uphold it, allowing to fathom the true meaning of the Tathagata. Thank you. So as you might know that we spent two talks sharing about the how to cultivate wisdom and precepts, and this talk is going to share how to practice samadhi. And this contains the three items of the Eightfold Noble Path, which is right effort, right mindfulness, and right concentration. And if you can recall from the previous two talks, we mentioned that the Eightfold Noble Path contains the complete concept and the practice method of all the Buddha Dharma. So it's a very complete teaching and also a very good path to follow if you want to practice. And the Eightfold Noble Path is focused on practice the wisdom, the precept, and the samadhi, which we call the studies of the three studies of no outflow. 所以这是我们讲的三不漏学，戒定慧是我们讲的三不漏学。OK，那在我们在等待，就是周日讲经常大家都知道，在等待大家来的时候呢，我不晓得大家有没有在 follow 那个日本这个地震、海啸还有核能危机的这个现况。 While we are waiting for others to come, I just wonder, have you followed the update of the Japan situation after the earthquake, tsunami, and the nuclear crisis? 那你们觉得怎么样? How do you feel right now? Do you feel threatened? Not at all, huh? I just read the news that China, there are some province in northeast part of the province, the coast, they can test some radioactive higher than normal from the seawater. 所以 我今天早上有看新闻，说那个黑龙江省，那个大陆的黑龙江省呢，他们的这个海水呢， 已经可以侦测出比一般还要高的辐射剂量。And so I heard that people in China, they're crazy for buying salt, because the theory is that the radioactive materials speed up the metabolite of these radioactive materials by replacing the iodide or something. So the salt has iodized, or whatever the food contains iodized, it just sold out very quick in China. Even in the inner province, not a coast province. 所谓的放射性物质，and some people say that you know the clouds of radioactive things will travel to the west coast of the United States. so all kind of theory, hypothesis, or you know rumors about this crisis. That is not only affect Japan itself, it will affect maybe all the countries. And I read the news, which country in Europe, they think that the clouds will pass to their country too. Okay. So that's the, you know, one of the hot issue right now that everybody concerned. The other one I read the news is about, wide influence issue. But there are little stories from ordinary people about their situation. I read a story about a Canadian guy. He married a Japanese woman. But his mother, his parents in Canada, asked him to move back to Canada. Of course, with his wife. Will you, if you are the guy? Because they live in Tokyo, very close to the place. But in the Facebook, he wrote that he decided not to because he has parents in law in Tokyo as well, and nobody will take care of them. Even though Tokyo is not a safe place, but he's concerned about his wife and his wife's family, he decided to stay and take care of them. 那另外这个刚刚讲的这个议题呢，是属于比较 层次高的广大层面影响的一个议题，但是呢，我们也在网络上呢看到一些市井小民的一些心声。那我读到的一个故事是，有一个加拿大的年轻人，那在这个发生之后，因为他住在东京，那他跟一个日本女孩结婚。 那他的父母亲在加拿大就一直希望他，你赶快搬回加拿大。那后来他在网络上就留言，他说我不能搬回去，因为呢我还有我的岳父跟岳母需要照顾。如果我把我跟我太太搬回加拿大的话，那没有人照顾他们两个老人家。所以这是一个 当然他又面对了这个东京靠近这个灾区，然后放射线包括牛奶啊青菜啊都已经有污染的状况之下，他必须要做这样的一个选择。 So that's back to you know, our daily life, that in reality we all face all kinds of tough issues, difficulties, obstacles, and some of them you just cannot make decision. You have to make decision. You just don't know which is the right decision to make, which is the best decision to make, right? And another issue is how to face that issue. So.See, we're all afraid to die, right? So that's why people are crazy buying salt, you know, and crazy moving out of Japan. A lot of like emotional paranoid, they all come from your deep mind, deep down inside your mind that we are afraid to die, right? 所以在我们的人生当中啊，常常要遇到很多很困难，或是一些很挫折，或是一些障碍。那很多的时候，我们在不知道要怎么做最好、最适当的决定的情况之下，我们还是需要做决定。那这个决定当然会影响我们接下去的人生，可是。在当时的状况下，我们就是必须要做决定。那这是我们人生的一个大问题，就是要做面临种种困境的时候，需要做很多的决定。那第二个人生的一个问题呢，就是面临死亡。像我们为什么要急急忙忙去买盐呢？我们为什么要赶快搬出日本呢？因为对我们的生命有威胁了，那我们在我们内心深处里面，其实我们就是怕死。所以这两个议题哈，是在师父讲八正道的时候，明确的跟我们讲说，八正道呢，它就是可以是在帮我们解决如何度过种种困难，而不会自扰扰人。然后第二个呢，是面临死亡的时候不会恐惧、害怕跟无奈，那也就是说帮助我们怎样解脱了。那也希望说在这三次的分享当中，这个八正道的内容呢，有一些大家可以稍稍的受用，也可以拿回去，然后帮助自己或是帮助他人，至少能够稍微减轻一下自己的烦恼，然后能够知道怎么样去面对死亡的问题。So, Shifu mentioned that the Eightfold Noble Path, the two function or two goals of this practice is to help us to face all the difficulties in our life.So that we know how to handle it, and so that we will not cause us too much trouble, and will not cause others too much vexations. And the second is to teach us how to face the death issue, so that when we facing death threatened, or you know, when we are dying, we are not afraid, and we are not.Like feel helpless or hopeless. So hopefully that in the three talks of the Eightfold Noble Path, we can learn something and help us or help others to lessen our vexations and know how to face the death issue.Okay. 那我们再回到哈，这个八正道讲。定学哈，正精进、正念跟正定， let's get back to the topics about the samadhi, right effort, right mindfulness, and right concentration. The first one is about the right effort. 那第一项目就是有关于正精进，那顾名思义就是要精进不懈。那这个正精进呢，其实在37道品里面呢，就是在讲事正行。那如果大家还记得事正行的内容的话呢，可能有人还没有听过37道品。事正行的内容就是在讲呢，就是为生恶法实不生，就是说。 还没有产生的恶念头、恶行为，跟恶的语言呢，可以发觉，不要让它发生。那第二个呢，就是说，你已经做了，已经说了，已经做了，也已经想到了的呢，能够让它断除，不要再发生。第三个就是说，我们应该要起的善念。 善行跟善语呢，没有想到要做到的，能够想到要做到。那第四个呢，是以生善法令增长。当我们已经能够做到这些善的生口意的时候呢，怎么样能够让它提升？不仅是这个层次提升，我们的人体也跟着提升。 那这是四正行的一个内容，其实也就是所谓的正精进的主要的一个内容。So the right effort is actually talking about the four proper exertions. These four items are actually in the 37th S of enlightenment. And the Eightfold Noble Paths are also in the 37th S of enlightenment. And this part is just re-emphasize the importance of the four proper exertions. And the first one is keep the unwholesome acts not yet arisen from arising. That means that you have to be alert about all the unwholesome thoughts, unwholesome actions, unwholesome speech, that it did not show, before it manifests, you stop it right away. You need a very subtle awareness about your body, speech, and mind to be able to do that. And the second is to cease the unwholesome acts already arising. For example, we might spoke something bad already, or did some wrong things, make the wrong decisions, or in your mind has come up a lot of bad, negative thoughts, and you have to stop it. And the third is give rise to the unwholesome acts not yet arising. Meaning that, you know, you have to know what is good to think, to speak, and to do. A lot of times that we don't know what is good, so we just live as what we used to be, you know, like so-called habitual pattern, or, you know, regular life. We didn't realize there are a lot of good things that we can do. So we have to learn and practice to be aware of those wholesome acts and actually to do it. And the fourth is that once we can do the wholesome deeds, and then we have to continue the wholesome acts already arisen so that it can be upgraded. Then I will explain the content next. 那接下来我就要解释这四正行，它真正的意涵是什么？我个人认为，第一、二、三、四，最近的心得是觉得 第一个比较好做，第四个最难做。这怎么说呢？这是纯粹我个人的一个体验啊，就是说，卫生的恶法，它其实，因为我们最难改的其实是我们的习性，那所以呢，要断我们的习性，就是那个常常会说不好听的话，常常会有负面的思考，常常会去偷啊、抢啊这些习性，因为它是一个习性，它会在不知不觉中显现，所以它要断，要花一段时间跟心力。那卫生的恶法呢？因为你不会去想到它，或是在你的惯性之中，你根本不会去想到它的事情，只是说偶尔啊，因为这个电视啊，因为这个媒体常常不小心灌输一点我们奇怪的一个观念的时候，我们偶尔会想起来，那我们就赶快把它断除。那我觉得，第一个就是说你发现说，哎呀，这个电视出现了一些那种镜头，怎么会出现在你脑海呢？赶快断哈。那到第二个层次，我们在修行比较精进的时候，我们终于发现我们有问题，原来我这样的说话方式伤到很多人，原来我不应该做这些事情，原来这些想法都是非常负面的，终于警觉到了，要改，不容易啊，就是因为不容易，所以才要精进嘛，然后也常常鼓励自己。OK，so、okay. from my own experience about the four proper exertions, I feel like the first item is the easiest, and the fourth item are the hardest. Is the hardest. Why I feel that way? This is my only my interpretation reason. First, usually for practitioners, the hardest part is to change ourselves, change our habitual pattern. Right? So without practice, we think we are a nice person. And when we start to practice,we finally realize we are not such a good person. We do wrong things, we say the wrong things, and we have a negative thought about our families, environment, our government, whatsoever, we're just not satisfied. And all these are our habitual pattern. It will come out without awareness.It's just like nature will come out. So we have to be aware of it first before we can change it. So it's not that easy. But for the unarisen, unwholesome act, because this is not our habit. So sometimes we watch TV, all the media, all the newspaper, internet.Has a lot of information, a lot of bad information, and sometimes it even taught us how to suicide. Like how people suicide, and then it become, you get into your consciousness, you then know, there are so many ways to suicide or to kill people. And sometimes, when the issue come, you will.Generate some of the bad thoughts. But this is not your habit. You realize, this is a bad thought. Then you let go. So, relatively, it's easier than the second item. The second item is to change our habit. Unwholesome body, speech, and mind. Okay. 那第三个怎么说呢？卫生善法令身体啊。像我们这边在修行的时候，很多人来到这边，根本在来到东珠禅寺或遇到师父以前，从来没有觉得说自己需要打坐，自己需要诵经或是要念佛，也不觉得自己需要拜佛。我觉得说日子过得很好啊，这个生活过得也很满意啊，然 然后没有什么不好的，我为什么要修行呢？那就不晓得说，在我们这个满意的生活里面呢，其实还有很多善的事情可以去做。因为我不觉得做善事是需要的，前面两项做恶事我们会得到恶果的，就算你不想改你也不得不改，有时候你因为太辛苦了，我们不改的话旁边的人会给我们反应嘛，然后有时候会给你一点苦头吃，所以你不得不反省。 有一点明示跟暗示的，对，但是你不去做善事，不会有人会去告你，或是会去骂你，说你为什么不做善事。所以呢，他更加的不着痕迹了哈。那你要去警觉说，有善事可以做哈，路边纸屑可以捡起来，甚至说，这个家里的人，你可以鼓励他两句，也算是善事哈。那这是第三个，就是说哇你不仅这个没有想到之外，所以通常在这个地方是就是要发菩提心的，要发愿。如果我们不发菩提心不发愿，我们不可能去做第三项。 So the third item is harder because most of us, maybe I included, but I never thought of I need to meditateI need to prostrate. I need to do offering. You know, in my life, I just never come up this idea. Because, you know, life is not bad. You know, I have a job. You know, my parents are good. You have money. You have pretty much everything, but not luxury. You know, just like you can survive. And if I don't do...the first and second one, people will generate vexation, and sometimes they will give you a hard time, and you will realize, you know, you're not perfect. But nobody will blame you if you don't do good things. So it's hard for you to generate a mind that I need to do extra things that are good to others. And so it's harder. Sometimes at this point, for all of us,it's the time that we generate Bodhi mind, initiate our Bodhi mind, or it's the time that we make vows that we will start to do extra good things to others. So for me, it's harder. 那第四个呢？为什么又更难了？我已经开始做善事了耶，那还要令增长耶。那是怎么说呢？就像说我们刚刚讲哈，八正道刚才不是讲的正见跟正思维修善嘛，修慧嘛，对不对？修慧知道是一回事，做又是不是一回事？我知道了这个正见可是我讲空性哇，空性多么美好，解脱。可是我要增长，我要亲自体验这个空性，那就难喽。所以我们常常讲说是一回事，做又是一回事，就是这个道理。说的时候观念上明白，但是要真正实际体验的时候真的是更难。那我们讲到修戒想到这个修戒我就很感慨，大家知道比丘尼戒有几条吗？500有点太多了。有不同说法，但是 general 我们讲348条了。348条当然我们那个根本戒一定会记得住了就是说根本戒不能犯，杀盗淫妄酒这些，杀盗淫妄这些八个根本戒不能犯的那还有其他340条如果我根本就觉得说，哎呀，这小小戒不要持了，没关系那我的持戒就没有办法更细致，更完备。我想说， 因为我不想。但是当我想的时候，我就开始说，我就会发现我听到犯戒348条实在是太容易犯了。那你要首先有心去记得住它。我已经受戒了，我已经发心要持戒了，可是我没有办法持所有的戒，常常还是要犯戒，要忏悔的。那为了要把持戒清净，我一定要很努力很努力的觉察自己，对不对？那要令增长，还要花更多的心力，把所有不该做的该做的通通要做到，不该做的不要做到，该做的要做到，全面性不容易。那我们再讲到说修定，用方法。我有一次修默照，默照已经是没有方法的方法，但是还是要关全身嘛，关关关到后来老师跟我讲说，现在把方法放掉，这下惨了，放不掉。怎么放？你再怎么放，你还是在全身的那个状态。那有的人修定的话就在定中放不掉，这就是要令增长。你要 upgrade 的时候，你要 let go 的时候，你就是 OK。 So the last one, as for me, it's hardest, is that, you know, once we know, you know, we need to do offering, we need to practice, we need to do good deeds. That's good. But how about you upgrade yourself?For example, we talk about the right views and right intention, right? Ah, we know emptiness, we know impermanence, we know a lot of right views. But unfortunately, we cannot do it because we don't have direct experience about the emptiness. We know everything is impermanent.But we still attach to whatever we have. Because we don't have the direct experience about the emptiness, so that's why we cannot let go. We cannot upgrade our practice. And second is about precepts. Do you know how many precepts for a bhikshuni, for a nun? 348. 348 precepts to keep. So when we get the full ordination, we make our final vows, want to become a bhikkhuni. We make the vows that we want to keep the 348 precepts. However, no, first, we cannot memorize all of it. So we have to chant a precept every month. We get together, chant the whole book every month so that we can remind ourselves, you know, if we have so many precepts to keep, and through recitation it, and we know, I break this precept, read this precept, and then I, you know, repent, right? And I make my vows, the third level, I've already made my vows, I want to keep the precepts, but you know, I cannot keep them. I cannot keep all precepts. I have to spend a lot of energy and be very aware of my body, speech, and mind in order to keep the whole, all of the precepts. So, you know, I make my vows. I want to upgrade myself. This is very hard. The third one is when we cultivate samadhi, you know, when we practice, we use a method, no matter it's counting breath, you know, vato, standing in nation. I remember one time during the retreat, I used the standing in nation. So basically, it's a method of no method. But still, you can, you know, be aware of your whole body. Start with that first. And I remember I did well, you know, I sit there, I'm aware of my whole body. I feel very calm and stable. And I feel a little bit, you know, cannot say samadhi, it's like very calm. Feel very ease, very comfortable. And then I hear the teacher say, give me instruction, say, okay, now, let go of your method. And I just sit there, what does that mean? Let go of the method? What method? Let go of the awareness of the body. And I just stand there, and I'm not aware of my body and what I'm going to be aware of. You know, how to let go? I just sit there, don't know how to let go the method. So that means that made me feel like, you know, it's easier to use a method. You know, you use the method and you concentrate it. And you concentrate using the method. But at a certain point when you need to let go of the method, I just can't. So I cannot get liberation. You know, all that thing. So yeah, 让我真的是警觉到说，真的是有一个方法，有一个着力点，让我们能够聚焦专心的去做那件事情，相对来讲还真的是容易了哈。然后等到我们要可以专心之后要把它放掉的时候，没有办法，因为我们的心总是需要抓一个东西着力。当你要把这个着力点放掉的时候，没有办法。 所以我们哈，主那时候很深的感触，难怪我不能开悟，因为我的心连一个方法我都放不掉了。那世界上这么多这个禅定喜悦的时钟，大概也都放不掉了。连我想放掉我都放不掉，这真难哈。所以为什么说我自己个人觉得说，这个善法，以这个善法要令增长，不容易。 那我们在讲，最高境界哈，我们讲布施好了，大家都来这边常常布施哈，前布施、法布施，布施到最后都在做善事，对不对？那我们有没有想过做善事还要再提升？提升到什么程度？有没有听过？我这个手指好像断臂哦，有时候每个国家不太一样。 三轮体空，有没有听过？三轮体空我们常常听了哈，是什么？没有布施的我，没有布施的东西，也没有布施的对象，叫做三轮体空。我们布施变得容易了哈，常常捐个钱啊，来这边做做义工啊。 大概假以时日，大家就已经可以很发心了，做得不错。但是呢，要再 upgrade 一下哈，增长一下，到三轮体空，要花多久时间？能做到三轮体空，差不多没有能所的对立的时候，差不多也就快接近，应该说是已经至少已经见性了哈。哇，这个有时候我们可能修行了一辈子，都还没有站到边。 So I give it, for example, the way we do offering. A lot of people come, like all of you come here. You do offering. You donate money, or you donate your time as a volunteer, or you donate your brain, you know, knowledge to help the temple or help others. But, you know, you have been here maybe for 10 years, 20 years, and can be doing the good things here. But Shukri told us, you know, the ultimate goal of offering is called, how to say, three wheels of emptiness. Forgive my translation. Three wheels of emptiness means that when you do offering, there is no I giving this material, giving this money to you. Three emptiness. No subject, no subjectivity, no objectivity, and no material. So when you help others, you don't feel like I am helping you by giving you this thing. And if we can directly achieve that, we probably, at least, we are seeing our nature. I can't say it's real enlightenment or you become a Buddha, but at least you see the nature of emptiness. So it's the hardest, you know, when we start to do good things, and then we have to upgrade until we see the emptiness. So that's the four proper extension that we talk about related to the right effort. Basically, we have to use this four content to practice our precept, our samadhi, and our wisdom. Okay. The next one is about right mindfulness. Okay. Oh, I forgot the song. So to get back to the right effort, how it help us to practice our precepts, samadhi, and wisdom is first, it will avoid hindrance to uphold the precepts. It will encourage us to keep the precepts, just like I said earlier. And second is, it will help us to avoid obstacles to cultivating deep samadhi, which is, what is the obstacle? Usually we will talk about five desire and five hindrance. Okay. The five desire is the desire for what? For sight, sound, smell, taste, touch. You know, we have desire for good looking stuff, good music, good sound, and good smell, like today's food, it smells good. Good taste. The food has to be taste good. And touch, you know, the clothes, that would be good quality. We have desire for all this. And then five hindrance is about our sensual desire, our anger, the sloth or torpor or boredom. And the fourth is restlessness, worry. And the fifth is doubt. If we have five of any one of it, it will keep away from practice samadhi, especially deep samadhi. So use the right effort or the four proper exertions. It will help us to prevent these five hindrances. And it also will help us depart from all hindrances to attaining wisdom. That we will avoid erroneous view and vexations. Because once we realize it, we will cut it off. Right? So this is about the right effort. Next is about right mindfulness. Okay. The practice of right, the Eightfold Noble Path, is actually contained all the core principles and practice of Buddha Dharma. The right mindfulness is actually talk about the four foundation of mindfulness, as you may know that about this practice. 那我刚刚我讲中文，就是正精进的部分呢，哈，就是说利用正精进或是正勤呢，它可以帮助我们呢持戒、修定跟修慧。也就是说，在我们持戒的时候呢， 它可以帮助我们离毁犯而坚持精戒，就像刚刚我举的例子，就是说我很精进的去持戒的话，用刚刚那种四种方法来持戒的话，那我就会尽量的不会去犯戒了，而且我可以持清净的戒律。那在修定的时候呢， 就可以帮助我们离五欲跟五盖。五欲是什么？色声香味触的贪着，对不对？我们想要看好看的，吃好吃的，闻香的，哦，这个穿衣服还要质量好的，各式各样的，就是都是基于这五欲而来的一种贪着呢，所以我们有很多种的烦恼。那它同时可以帮助我们离五盖，哦，五盖就是什么？贪嗔什么昏沉吊举跟疑，哦，只要我们有这任何的五相之一呢，它会妨碍我们修定，尤其是修身的定。那当我们就一发现啊，我们贪吃了，赶快放下。然后呢，这个，哎，吃东西这么多哈，人家送礼送那么多礼哈，巧克力最好不要吃，怎么样？送给孤儿院啊，做善事嘛，对不对？拿到我们寺院来，大家一起吃也可以，就是用四正勤的方法呢，帮自己离五欲。五盖也是一样的，发现自己要昏沉了，就赶快振作一点；发现自己脑袋胡思乱想了，就赶快把它断掉。就是用这样的方法帮助我们修定。那修慧也是一样的，离邪见及烦恼障。当我们发现我们已经远离所谓因缘因果的观念了，然后起种种烦恼的时候，就赶快知道这样子不对的，赶快放下；然后什么是对的，赶快捡起来。那也就是用正精进，那这正精进呢，是我们不管修什么法门都通用的，不管讲三十七道品，讲什么四念住，讲什么法门都一样，一定要用到这四正精的，那是这个正精进。那接下来要讲的是正念，那正念其实包含的就是所谓的四念住，大家应该也耳熟能详四念住。那要再次的强调，就是说八正道的修持呢，它其实已经包含佛法所有的核心的观念跟修行的方法。那四念住也是一样的。 So what is the right mindfulness? If it related to the four foundations of mindfulness, it's about mindfulness of the body, mindfulness of sensationmindfulness of the mind and mindfulness of Dhamma. What is mindfulness of body? Are you aware of your body? You see, things that if it belongs to us, you know, we think they are clean, right? We wash our face, wash our body every day. So everything is clean.So, what if you have a surgery, cut off something, or cut off one piece of intestine from your abdomen? And when you see that piece, how do you feel? It's gross. And how about a tumor? You know, and also like our body is continuous changing. You know, when we breathe,all the four elements are keep changing every day. So there is no such things like pure clean of the body. But we most of our time spend a lot of time attached to our body, including the five desires. What is the five desires for? For our body. Right? So in the book, Sukha said thatWhen you swallow, when you spit, you know, were you willing to swallow it back? You think it's dirty, right? Because it does not belong to your body anymore. Okay? So this example is just like you have to continuously be mindful of our body and just contemplate the body.And don't attach to it. Okay. 那四念住第一个念呢，是要观身福净。那观身福净呢，就是在告诉我们说，要常常的去看看自己的身体， 我们的身体是四大组成的，那这个四大的组成啊，地水火风啊，它每无时无刻它都在改变的，在跟外界做交换作用的，所以它不是我们真正的身体。那我们的所谓的五欲啊，都是为了执着这个身体而来的嘛。像如果有人开刀，有没有这个肠子切掉一段，拿出来医生给你看那一段肠子的时候，你感觉是什么？就哇，烂掉的肠子，知道吗？如果有人是割了，把那个瘤肿瘤取出来，想说哇，我怎么身上会有一个这么脏的东西在里面？那师父在书上举一个更贴切的故事啊，例子啊，他说吐一口口水啊，你敢再把你愿意再把它吞下去吗？吞回去吗？口水你会觉得这么脏，吐出来的口水怎么把它吞下去？可是它刚刚从你的身体吐出来的耶，干净的啊，为什么不能吞回去呢？可惜啊，所以就是说我们在日常生活中要常常的去关照自己的身体，它其实是不净的，而且它不是一个真正永恒不变的身体。不要一执着它，不要它去产生各式各样的无欲，然后让自己产生烦恼。The second one is mindfulness of sensation. Once we have body and we interact with the environment, then we generate thoughts. I remember.That I went to the Central Park one day, and I saw a young guy that walked his dog in the park, and he carried a plastic bag. And then suddenly the dog pooed, you know, and I saw this young guy use the plastic paper to grab the poo, and then.Smell it. And I just like, oh no. And I just asked people, why? How come? And he said, he had to check if the dog is healthy or not. I remember mother would do that for the baby. You know, I don't know if anyone of you did that before.The baby, you have to check if they are digest well, you know, sometimes mother will smell the baby's poo, right? And for us, it's not our baby, not our dog. Will you do that? Dog poo? Oh no, we don't even smell our own poo, right? It just come out from our body, we don't even smell that. Because why?Dirty, disgusting. What is that? What is that feeling? This is a sensation. When we interact something, we label it. This is dirty, so I won't smell it. When I have to smell it, I suffer. You know, when you... I heard that there is a... You know, when people like...isolated on the sea, you know, when they have a disaster, they're just floating on the sea for many, many days. They don't have food. What do? They drink their own urinate, right? They have to. But for us, in our daily life, we won't do that. But is it drinkable? Sure, why not?It's dirty, so we don't do that. So this is a sensation. And we have all kinds of sensations. That's why we like this, we don't like this. We feel happy about this, we feel angry about this. You know, we keep far away from something and we want chasing something. All based on our sensation. And this sensation is the source of our suffering that we discriminate. Okay. 那第二个就是讲观受思维哈。那我就记得我有一次去中央公园的时候，不知道陪谁去中央公园的时候，那你就走着走的时候， 我就看到有一个年轻人在遛狗，他手上拿了一个塑胶袋，刚开始也不以为意，可是他就在我面前这样经过，那个狗忽然停下来，然后就噗，那我就看到那个年轻人就用塑胶袋把那个大便，一条很漂亮的大便拿起来，我想说很有功德心，狗的大便随时要捡起来，就他捡起来之后一转手是拿到鼻子前面闻一下，然后再把它包起来。哇，我当场看到那一幕的时候，我吓了一跳，我想说在美国怎么会发生这种事情。那我就问隔壁说他这是在做什么，然后他们就说，哎呀，法师你不知道吗，你要闻一闻那个狗的大便，那个味道正不正常，才知道说这个狗有没有生病，或是它消化是不是正常。那我当下觉得说，哇，美国人真伟大，对自己狗这样。我知道是很多的妈妈会对自己的 baby 有没有刚出生的 baby 他开始喝牛奶啊，尤其是刚开始吃的硬体食物的时候，那他的那个大便呢，有时候妈妈会拿起来闻一下，看看这个 baby 呢，他的消化是不是好的，有没有拉肚子，会拿起来闻。但是对狗，这个美国人真是比较没有分别心。但是呢，无论如何，如果他不是你家的狗，不是你家的 baby， 我们会去做他吗？绝对不会，连自己的大便都不闻的，都觉得这个很可怕。那我们为什么不去闻他呢？觉得很脏嘛，恶心嘛，怎么会这样呢？可是我知道有时候海难的时候，漂流在海上啊，好几个礼拜没有东西吃的时候，很多人就怎么样，喝自己的尿，那是尿的不恶心。平常我们是不会去喝那个尿的，但是你要求生存的时候，你就是要去喝它，因为这已经跟你已经这时候可以放下什么，放下很脏的这个概念，因为生命更重要，就喝下去。那因为我们有这样的一个分别心，就是脏啊干净啊，对不对？就从第一个观身不净来，脏啊干净，然后到我们对于这个脏跟干净的这个感受，脏的东西不要跟我有关，不要让我摸到都没事，但是你只要让我闻到摸到的话，跟我有关的时候，好，我们就有喜欢的讨厌的，对不对？爱的恨的，好，各式各样的一个情感都出来了，完全是因为我们有感受。好，不然你说现在在台湾有一堆大便跟我们也没什么关系，但是如果今天在东珠禅寺前面有一堆大便，那我们就要出来处理了，好，对不对？所以它是跟我们有关，让我们去感受到它的存在的时候，那我们就开始产生各式各样的分别跟烦恼了。那第二个观受思苦，就是要告诉我们说，我们要去观察自己跟外境在交互作用的时候呢，产生的各式各样的感受，它是我们苦的来源。我们必须要能够尽量减低我们的分别心。So Albert once keep telling us, you know, his practice is that he will not love what he likes, and he will not dislike what he don't like. Something like that. The purpose is just trying to practice to eliminate our discriminating mind. 所以住持法师常说他的修行是什么？好的不喜欢，坏的不讨厌。好，我们还是知道好的跟坏的，但是你不要喜欢它，不要去讨厌它，让我们的分别心不要常常起作用，就是这样，不要被我们的受拉着跑。 The third one is to be mindful of the mind. you know, when we have sensation, we like something, we dislike something, who is the one to like or dislike? 当我们好喜欢这个讨厌这个的，当我们有感受啊，觉得这个不错这个不好的时候，那我们产生喜欢讨厌分别的时候，其实是谁在做分别？我的什么？ It is our mind. It is our mind that discriminate.Is our mind forever like that? You know, when you are in love with someone, you like him or like her very much, right? But how about when you get married with that person? You still fully love that person as you know him or her?Usually we change our mind, right? Sometimes we want us to divorce. Because the condition changed. And the sensation with that person changed. So our mind changed. And our attitude changed. 所以我们的心好，当我们在恋爱的时候，那个人是世界上好最好最好的人，但是结婚以后呢？结婚以后就没那么好了，对，那甚至有时候我们就是干脆离婚吧。那这个人他从头到尾就是这个人，可是我们对他的感受已经改变了，所以我们的态度也改变了，结局当然也就是改变了。 SoWe have to keep observing our mind is continuous changing. Our mind toward anyone, anything, or any phenomena. Our mind just keep changing all the time. And next, mindfulness of the Dhamma. Because our body is keep changing, because our mind is changing. And our sensation is changing.And the phenomena is changing. All the interaction between our body and mind and environments are changing. So that's the Dhamma. Among all the phenomena, there is a no self. 所以在我们知道我们的心啊，一常常在变的时候，我们对于外界的感受，对于甚至我们自己的认知，通通在改变。这个时候呢，就是不管是物质界的好也好，心理的层次也好，它都一直在改变的。那也就是说，我们呢，从刚开始观身不净，知道自己的身体其实一直在变的，我们的感受呢，也是一直在变的。那我们的想法更是一直在变的，我们在跟外界互动之后的这个过程也一直在变。那也就是说，我、外境还有这个交互作用都一直在变，所有的这个现象，我们称它是法，它也是怎么样，一直在变的。所以呢，在这个法之中，没有一个永恒不变的我，没有一个我在里面。这是我们要观的第四个观法无我。So that is the four mindfulness, four foundation of mindfulness that we need to be mindfulness about. So that's what we call the mindfulness. But how does it relate to our daily practice? When you have physical pain,What should we think of? Oh, I'm so painful, I cannot sleep in the night. Sufu say, this is the body is in pain, not me. So Sufu always say, you know, you can be in pain, but you don't suffer. Most of the time, people are painful and suffer at the same time. But you can be in pain, but you don't have to be suffer. So just tell yourself, okay, my body is in pain, that's it. And I still eat, I still sleep, I'm not in pain. It's the body that is in pain. And also, Sufu told us that when we are in our daily life, that you are tied up with so many things, you know, your family, your finance, your children, your career, your property, the disaster, everything, you feel that you are tied up. You cannot move, you cannot even breathe. You have so many obstacles, so many difficulties in your life. What should we do? What is the right mindfulness? It is that you tell yourself that, okay, I have this issue to handle, but it's not me. Things come up, I have to handle it, but I am not tied up with this thing. Because there is nothing to tie you up. And this, your mind is free, right? So, Sufu say, if the situation tied you up there, that you cannot move, but your mind still can play Tai Chi. Nobody tied up your mind, okay? Your mind is still free. That's the practice of right mindfulness. 所以我们要怎么样利用这个正念在我们日常生活中，师父常常讲，痛可以不苦，我们常常讲痛苦，对不对？哇，这个身体好痛，那就很苦。那师父说，告诉我们说，身体痛就是跟自己讲说，我的身体在痛，但是我不痛，所以该吃饭的时候吃饭，该睡觉的时候睡觉。 那你就不会苦，因为我没有苦，是我的身体在痛，当然这不是很容易做到。就说这个正念的一个修持，在日常生活中，我们就必须要练习。当我们的身体受到痛苦，当我们的心理受到痛苦的时候，那我们要告诉自己说，是这个身体，是它在苦，它在痛，不是我在痛。 那我们在我们日常生活中，常常会遇到很多的事情，家里的因素，家里的事情，然后你经济的状况，你的事业，包括天然灾害，各式各样的威胁，跟事情常常会把我们绑住，我总觉得动弹不得，好像我这辈子就完蛋了。那师父说不是这个样子的，师父说事情还是这样子发生的。 我们还是要处理，可是没有人真正绑住我们。师父说，就算你觉得你已经完全动弹不得的时候，心还是怎么样？可以打太极拳。就是我们的心是自由的，要痛苦，要悲伤，我们可以决定的。事情还是在那里，还是要处理，可能也没办法处理。 但是我们的心是自由的，这是叫做真正的right mindfulness。那接下来呢，就是要讲正定。 Next, we are going to talk about right concentration, right concentration, or right samadhi. Right samadhi, we have two kinds of samadhi. One is called worldly samadhi, the other is called samya samadhi. Samadhi. The worldly samadhi, the definition is that our body and mind no moving of our body and mind. And then if we can do it, go deeper, there are four dhyana, heaven, and eight levels of samadhi that we can attain. Okay. So basically, the highest, the body and mind is almost not moving.
那我们在讲正定的时候，那正定呢，它有分两种定。 我们通常一般讲定，所以有两种定，一个是世间定，一个是殊世间的定。那世间定呢，它通常它的定就是我们的身心都在不动的状态之下。好，那身体不动，心不动，然后随着它的那个细微程度呢，我们呢有四禅八定，就是有四个禅天，八种禅定的层次可以达到。
So the four dhyana heavens and eight levels of samadhi, it would happen to the three realms. The first realm is called desire realm. Desire realm is for us ordinary people. We don't know how to practice, and we attach to desire or sensual. Desire and was pretty much attached to the material world. And so we desire for comfort, security, and possessions. That's called desire realm. The second realm is called the realm of form. This one is when people can start to practice samadhi. And from the first level of dhyana, first dhyana heaven to the fourth dhyana heaven. But the fourth dhyana heaven has another four levels of samadhi. And when we get to the formless heaven, that we get to the highest four levels of samadhi. And all this worldly samadhi cannot last forever. Because when the power of samadhi disappears, we get out of samadhi, we become ordinary people, and we still generate vexation, and we still, you know, interact with the environment, with moving mind. Okay.所以，当我们在讲四禅八定，四禅听八种禅听的时候呢，它通常会发生在我们的所谓的三界里面。那三界是什么？色界、欲界、色界跟无色界。 那欲界的话呢，我们通常是就是属于那种一般凡夫，我们都执着在五欲之中，执着在这个舒服啊，这个想要拥有物质哈，各式各样的一种贪欲之中这样。那即便我们开始修禅坐也好，我们顶多是得到一点点清安，还没有真正的入四禅八定。那如果说我们修行的更 到更高的时候，可以进入到色界的时候呢，它就是可以进入四禅天，从一禅天到四禅天。那第四禅天呢，它有分，还有另外四种 level。那这四种 level 是我们要能够达到无色界的时候呢，才能够达到这个最高，在这个第四禅天的最高的四个禅定的层次。 那但是呢，不管我们到了哪一种禅定，它只要定力一失啊，定的力量一失掉，我们就要出定。一出定的时候，我们马上又变成一般的凡夫，我们的心动来动去的，然后呢，会跟着这个世界，我周围的世界，的来起心动念，然后一样有烦恼。 那四禅八定是一个很高的境界，但是这不是我们大乘佛教，尤其是中国禅宗所修行的目标，这是我们要强调一点。So the practice of four dhyana heavens and eight levels of samadhi is not the purpose of practice for Mahayana practitioners. And neither for Chan practitioners. Why? 为什么是这样呢？因为真正的我们禅宗讲的一个正定哈，是在讲出世坚定，就是这个三藐三菩提哈，这个是属于这个出世间的定。出世间的定呢，它是属于定慧等持，也就是说，这个定呢是一直存在的，这个慧也是一直存在。也就是说，我们在日常生活当中，一直是处于定中，不会因为说我们出定了，定力就退失，而是一直在定中，而且呢是充满了智慧的。这个我在书中发现一个很好的句子哈，是师父讲到说，只要我们的身心是安定的，一定跟慈悲跟智慧是相应的。如果我们的内心不安定，一定是跟烦恼相应的。所以当我们要做决定的时候，如果我们真的定力够的话，就是修行的功力到家的话，我们是随时遇到状况的时候，是让自己保持在安定的状况之下，然后让那个智慧自然而然，慈悲跟智慧自然的产生，那我们就知道要怎么去处理事情。那随着我们的定境越来越深，我们的智慧跟慈悲就会越深。所以我们的定跟慧呢是等持的，不是说专门修四禅八定，就是不管慧的时候一直定一直定定下去，不是这样子的一个修法。所以在这边讲的出世坚定，讲的真正的解脱，它不会执着在定境里面。好，也就是说，当我们在修定的时候，我们可能会 let go， 就是在欲界，好，我们到色界的时候，我们会 let go 这个世间的物质的执着。可是到色界的时候，我们开始执着定境，好，定境没有办法放，然后到无色界的时候，执着的定境又更深了，又更难放。那真正的出讲的正定，是指出世坚定，是超越这四禅八定的定慧等持的定。这是我们禅宗讲的定。So, the we so call the samyasamadhi means the samadhi and wisdom manifest simultaneously. Okay. Usually, when people practice samadhi, the mind is not functioning because the body and mind are not moving. Right? So when our mind moves, then we interact with the environment and then we easily generate vexations. So, Shifu mentioned that there is a checkpoint for our mind.Is that when our mind is calm and stable, usually we will, it's harmonized with compassion and wisdom. If our mind is moving, usually we would easily generate vexations. So no matter what, once we have vexation, our mind is moving. So but during our practice, we have to keep checking our mind thatIf it's related to compassion and wisdom, or it's related to vexations. And when the concentration or the samadhi can go deeper, actually our compassion and wisdom can go deeper and wider. Okay. So the right concentration that we talk about here is we practice the samadhi in the daily life,at the same time the wisdom manifests. Okay, so we are not practicing the four dhyana heaven and eight levels of samadhi. We need to emphasize that the right concentration, it is really talk aboutthe levels that go beyond the four dhyana heaven and the eight levels of samadhi. Okay. So I pretty much finished today's talk, and I don't know if you have any other questions about the in general about the Eightfold Noble Path, or you have any questions in your daily life, how to practice it. The things that I didn't cover is about the death issue. 那我今天并没有讲到死亡的问题，因为这个其实死亡的问题哈，面临死亡的时候，我们是需要有点定力的哈。那这个可能要讲起来又是一大堆哈，所以我今天就没有 cover。那不过我觉得还是要再一次的提醒，就是说当我们大家互相提醒，就是说这个八正道的修持哈，我们要常常的去思考它，说这样的一个观念跟方法，它是不是可以在我们面临困境的时候可以帮我们解决问题。那我们在处理问题的时候，我们是不是常常给自己带来一些困扰，给他人带来一些困难。那第二个就是我们面临死亡的时候，是不是真的放下，会不会就是如何去处理恐惧、害怕跟无奈的问题。 So the things that I didn't cover today is about the death issues. When we face death issues, we need power of samadhi as well.And when we get into this topic, it's going to be another long talk, so I didn't cover it today. But I need to emphasize is that when we study or practice the Eightfold Noble Path, we need to remind ourselves or check constantly in our daily life that will this concept and method help us to overcome our difficulties?Will ourselves give us more vexations or cause other people problems? And say the second is when we really face the death issue, can we let go of the fear and the feeling of helpless?要保值，然后带回台湾去存。现在忽然地震，对不对？然后这个核能危机，对不对？很污染台湾离日本蛮近的，然后怎么办？然后就有人就开始跟家人说赶快搬到美国来吧。这个万一，而且台湾有四座核能电厂，对不对？我们台湾这么小。制作核能电厂，这些都靠海边，在我们八股山旁边就有一座，那万一又是地震带，所以很危险，对不对？我们是不是所以一下子我们要搬回台湾，一下子又从台湾搬到美国来，那到底哪里是安身之处了？ Like in the early this year before the earthquake, I heard a lot of followersTalk to me or mention that, the America's economy is so bad, the depreciation of the American dollars and all that, inflation, American is going to be bankrupt, so dangerous. He or she wants to transfer all his money back to Taiwan, keep it in the Asian bank. as an empty dollar. You know, just American dollar is very dangerous. It's in danger. Okay. And then later on, the earthquake happened. Earthquake, you know, the nuclear crisis. Threatened Asia area, especially China, and Taiwan is very close to Japan. And also, a little Taiwan has 4 nuclear power plants. 4. Little. I think Taiwan is like 1/5 of New York State. 1/5. 五分之一, you know. The size. And we have 4 nuclear power plants. And they are all very close to the coast because they need a cooling water system. Very close to the coast. And also, you are in the earthquake area. We constantly have earthquake. So then I hear the bullet keep calling their relatives and family in Taiwan, you know, move to America. move out of Japan, move out of Taiwan. It's so dangerous. So, here is dangerous. Taiwan is dangerous, Japan is dangerous, everywhere is dangerous. So where should we leave? Where should we go? The banner. From the 八正道, 我们的政治界应该是什么? 面临这种, 完了, 可能我的钱, 存了老一辈子, 可能万一真的是经济大萧条, 或是美金贬到不行, 真的好像就快要没钱这样，那真要搬家吗？ 那万一真的台湾真的大地震， 那可能再跟 Japan 一样， 遇到这种危机， 什么是我们的政治见？ So when we face this kind of crisis, challenges, disasters, what is our right view? When we read newspaper, when we see all the phenomena around us, we have to keep reminding ourselves, what is the right view? What is the right intention for us to look at these things? And what is the correct behavior from our body, speech, and mind to react to this event? And what, can we, how to keep our mind calm when it happens to us directly? So, 就是说，在我们这个世界上任何的事情，不管是跟我们有关或没有关的时候，当我们在看待事情的时候呢，就常常把八正道拿出来，什么样是？ 政治界来看待这件事情，什么样是正思维，什么样是正确的思维方式来解读这件事情，然后去观察这件事情。那什么样是正确的身口意来回应这些事情，去不要去伤害到他人。那怎么样来修订？万一这个地震就发生在明天就发生在我们身上的时候，我们的心还能保持稳定？ 我们要去任何世界的一个事情给我们的一个启示，就是我们要从八正道的这三个界定会的角度去看待、去思维、去反省自己。 So whatever happened, whatever the event happened to us, directly related to us or not, we have to use the Eightfold Noble Path, the wisdom, the precept, and the concentration to check ourselves, to investigate ourselves, what we can improve and what we can change. Okay. 好，那也时间到了，那我今天就是很，我这次就是简短用3次的时间把师父讲的八正道跟大家再分享一遍。那下次有机会的话可以再分享其他的事情，其他的内容，谢谢大家。 So I'll end my talk today, and hopefully you can learn something from the Eight Noble Paths for your daily practice. Okay. 那我们现在要来回向哈，请大家记住哈，第一个 three to do the transfer, a merit transfer, Chinese first.
Mega verb. 愿以此功德庄严佛净土，上报四重恩，下济三族苦。若有见闻者，悉发菩提心，尽此一报身，同生极乐国。
May the virtues, merits adorn and glorify the pure land of the Dhamma Buddhas. Outwardly we repay the four layers of gratitude. Downwardly we alleviate the sufferings of the three destinies. May those who see and hear the Dhamma generate Bodhi mind. Exhausting this body of retribution, may we be born in the land